Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Amman, Jordan. Members of the Arab League say that now Muslims are God's chosen people, not the Jews, and that Jerusalem is their capital city. That's the headline. In a moment, David Dolan joins me to explain this Middle East scenario.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, there was a Arab League summit that took place over in Jordan this week. Explain what the Arab League is, and are they a pretty powerful organization in the Middle East?
Well, they are, Jimmy, because all Arab countries are members of that. 22 countries participate. The largest member is Egypt, and it was a very controversial when they signed a peace treaty with Israel in 1979. They were actually kicked out of the Arab League, even though they're its largest member. They do try to speak with one voice, and one thing they do is attack Israel on a regular basis.
And when we think about the Arab League as it relates to Jerusalem, what the Trump administration said, they're going to move the U.S. embassy into Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is the flag that they raise always. And they believe that the conquest of Jerusalem by Muslim forces soon after the creation of the religion was a demonstration that Allah was with them, and God was with them, and they would prevail over everybody else, and that the Jews were no longer the chosen people, but the Muslims were, and especially Arab Muslims. So that's what they believe. So therefore, Jerusalem is a religious symbol to them of great importance. Of course, it is to the Jews. To the Jews, it's not just a symbol. It is their holiest city on earth. They all want to see Jerusalem back under Islamic control totally in East Jerusalem or over the Temple Mount, actually in the whole country, as Hamas and others make clear.
David Dolan, our broadcast partner that has the insight into the power and the influence of the Arab League. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The 22 Middle Eastern states in the Arab League have a major influence in the Middle East, and they want to expand their power across the entire region. Their plan to accomplish that goal is to attack the Jewish state both verbally and or militarily. Each member of the Arab League hates the Jews and wants to rid the entire world of the Jewish people. The Arab League also claims Jerusalem as a city holy to the Arabs. The Arab League has warned the Trump administration that blood will flow in the streets of Jerusalem if the United States moves its embassy into Jerusalem. This focus by the Arab League on Jerusalem is actually a prophecy, a scenario foretold by the ancient Jewish prophets. Jerusalem is the center of controversy. That's Zechariah 12:2, and will be that center of controversy until the Messiah, Jesus Christ, comes to claim Jerusalem as his holy capital. That's Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 4. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...